With the winter weather around the corner, consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting aboard Carnival Liberty in the Western Caribbean, this is Cruise Radio, Funship 2.0 edition.
Hey, I'm Matt Bass for Doug Parker, is aboard the Carnival Liberty this week. He's there right now putting Funship 2.0 to the test.
Chris Owen from Galing.com, ChrisCruises.net, and a variety of other fancy publications is with us. What do you think of Funship 2.0, man?
Well, I'll tell you, coming in, I thought it's a great deal, and the neat thing is that people are getting all these neat new extra features at no extra charge, but I think there's a lot more story than that here.
Let me ask you, we were both in New York whenever they did the big announcement, like October 2nd earlier this year. Guy Fieri cooked the burgers for us, all that stuff. How do you think the quality is from when Guy cooked it to us having it this whole week, the past 7 days?
Well, Guy's not here, but the burgers definitely are. Every bit as good as when Guy made them himself. I think they've done a real good job of maintaining the quality. The neat thing that I think, though, is the spirit that Guy had in New York is also here on the ship, even without Guy.
They're not charging anything for these burgers. Do you think that's a story in itself?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's the big news is that Carnival's adding all these extra things on Guy's Burgers, the Blue Iguana Cantina with the burrito bar and the tacos and with the fresh made tortillas. They're fabulous, and there's no additional charge for the guests, whereas other cruise lines are charging extra for these sort of things.
And you know what surprises me is the fact that you have the Red Frog Rum Bar, you have the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, you have the Blue Iguana Cantina, and you have Guy's Burger Joint, but yet the Lido deck does not seem overcrowded at all.
No, it doesn't, and that's surprising. It's because it's definitely the center of activity, and this rivalry thing that they've got going between the Red Frog Rum Bar and the Blue Iguana Cantina, I thought that was just a story, and it wasn't any big thing. But here on the ship, as you know, there's a definite thing that starts at the beginning of the cruise and continues and heightens throughout the journey to where people are picking up sides as being a red or a blue.
Right.
And I know you, Chris, you're a big Carnival fan, and I know you're like platinum when you travel just for fun and for the hell of it. What do you think as, like, you know, the old Carnival versus, you know, on this ship with the Funship 2.0 enhancements?
Old-time Carnival guests are going to love this. Anybody that's been a Carnival guest for 10 years or so is going to think this is like the old Carnival that they used to know, where so much of the experience was included in the price. And I think the industry in general kind of got away from that for a while. This puts it right back there and even more so.
Well, is it safe to say that maybe Carnival got complacent for a little while?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
They may have. And then other lines grew, tried to establish their brands and go off in their own different directions. And complacent might be a word to use, but more so it's the spirit of the Funship 2.0 initiative that I think has just gone throughout the ship. More than just the sum of the parts. More than just the Red Frog Rum Bar and the Blue Iguana Tech Cantina and George Lopez and the other elements that we've yet to see on the ship. The crew in other areas, from housekeeping to the dining room, seem more energized.
Well, and I was going to ask you, I saw that, but did you personally see like a total attitude adjustment? I don't want to say attitude adjustment, but did you personally see like, yeah, you saw more energy too then?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. It's where people were before were like just kind of going through the motions of doing their jobs.
Sure.
They all seem like they're having a good time now.
Out of all the bars and dinings and everything on here, what is your favorite for the new enhancement for Funship 2.0?
Well, I got to go with Guy's Burgers. They're just so darn good. There's just no denying it. And you say that, and if you haven't tried one, it's hard to imagine. But I consider myself a pretty good backyard chef,
right,
in my own little barbecue at home. I can't touch these.
And I think what's also cool is that all around the ship, there's actually video of Guy Fieri actually cooking the burgers and showing the passengers and the guests exactly what's in the burgers.
Yeah, you talked about that the other day with the little video, the flat screen videos around here and there,
yeah.
and how he shows how to do it, and little short snippets. They're like, what, 20 seconds long,
yeah.
each one. And while you're standing in the line, you can see a half dozen of them. Although, that's another thing, too, we didn't even mention, is standing in line. Not very long.
Right.
There's two lines. They go pretty fast.
Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio, man. Always a pleasure seeing you.
It's always great to be here, and glad to see that you like Funship 2.0. I kind of had an idea that you would probably be okay with the bar scene.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One.
Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Gonna send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
If you're on an upcoming cruise to the Caribbean or Mexico and you're not sure what to do during your time ashore, consider turning your shore excursion into a humanitarian effort. Together for Good is a nonprofit organization that provides travelers with opportunities to make a difference in the lives of others. For example, cruisers in ports like Cozumel, Belize, Nassau, Montego Bay, Roatan, and many others are able to sign up for independent shore excursions to deliver much-needed goods to local schools and orphanages. The organization can also arrange such excursions for select resort destinations as well. Together for Good also offers occasional volunteer vacations, which are land or cruise-based group trips that focus on giving back, as well as philanthropic social media events that promote giving. For details on how you can help, go to togetherforgood.org.
Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Nancy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to be here.
Funship 2.0, Carnival Liberty. Here we are. What do you think of it? What's your favorite thing?
Oh my gosh, Doug, I love Funship 2.0. And my favorite thing about it is the choices that you have. I mean, while I've been here on this cruise, I've found so many different spots that I'd love to be in. It's hard to choose. I mean, do I want to go to the Alchemy Bar or do I want to go to the EA Sports Bar? It's all up to you. You've also got the Red Frog Pub and the Blue Iguana Cantina. There's so many different choices that you have. I also love the no lines, which
yeah.
is fantastic. The energy on this cruise is really hopping, so I really like that too. They've really amped up the music and the fun. I think it's great.
We've touched on a few of the venues on board here, but if you could try to paint a picture for the audience of what the Alchemy Bar is like.
Oh my gosh, the Alchemy Bar is like your favorite best place to go in the evening because you can get a drink that just matches your mood and what you want, and they are amazing drinks, like nothing that you've ever found before, let alone on the high seas. So it's definitely the spot to go.
And you know my favorite thing, after eating 9 hamburgers already and the cruise isn't even over yet, what do you think of Guy's Burger Joint?
Mmm, good. They are amazing. You know, these are the best burgers at sea. Nah, let me change that. I'd say they're the best burgers anywhere.
Yeah, I would agree.
They are so good. Gotta try one.
And out by the pool, they have the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar and the Red Frog Rum Bar. Which one's your favorite? And what do you think about the vibe out there?
Well, I'd have to say that I'm a Red Frog girl.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough to choose. That Blue Iguana with his cool shades looks really great, but that Red Frog's pretty appealing to me. The vibe is really great between the two bars and, you know, all the things that they have going on, and I love the dueling guys playing the music in the evening. It's just so cool and so Caribbean and fun. Love it.
What do you think of Thirsty Frog Red, Carnival's signature draft beer?
Ooh, good. You know, I'm not a beer girl, but I've been drinking that beer, and that is great stuff. Can understand why they ran out.
Nancy, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Phil, you've been cruising for a while. What do you think of the new Funship 2.0 changes?
I think they made some great changes. I mean, it's pretty hard to live up with the moniker Funship, and they've taken it another level. So 2.0, and the center of the ship on the Lido deck, if you can't have fun there between about 8 o'clock in the morning and midnight, then you're a really dull person.
What's your favorite venue on here?
I probably the Alchemy Bar. I like that. That's new and different, and I like the idea of the prescription pads. But when you come right down to it, you know, I'm a burger guy from Canada. So, I mean, Guy's Burger is absolutely terrific. Besides, we see the guy in Canada anyway, too. So he's fiery enough, and we should have known the burgers would taste good.
What do you think of the Thirsty Frog Red, Carnival's signature draft beer on here?
Well, you know, I found a lovely couple who had the 101-ounce version of it. And they had the biggest smile on their face. And I said, that you too are doing that? She said, yeah. And we're fine. And we're only halfway through.
Phil, thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Okay.
So, Teresa, you've been sailing for a while. What do you think of Carnival's new Funship 2.0 initiative?
Well, I always love it when a cruise line takes an initiative like this and upgrades the entire fleet. You know, they added a lot of these features on the Carnival Magic, which was brand new this past year, including the Red Frog Pub, which I think is one of your favorites. And they have a version of that on this ship, as well as the Guy Fieri Burger Joint, which I love. So I think it's great. $500 million they're spending.
I know. Amazing. What was your favorite venue on here?
Well, I have to admit, I really liked the Burger Joint. Mm-hmm. You know, there was never a line. The burgers are hand-formed. It was really good meat. The cheese was melty just right. It was delicious, although the fries were very good, too, but a little hot for my delicate tummy.
I finished the week with 10 burgers.
Oh, I thought you were aiming for 20.
You know, I was, but I couldn't do it. They're like 1,000 calories a piece or something like that. So thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Sure, anytime.
Joining us now is Butch, the cruise director on the Carnival Liberty. Butch, welcome to Cruise Radio, man. Give us some insight on the Red Frog Rum Bar out there on the Lido deck.
So Red Frog Rum Bar is all about the Caribbean. Everything's sort of laid back about the Caribbean. Everything's sort of fun in the sun. Anything goes. And then we have a deck party that's all about that, the Red Frog Caribbean Beach Party. It celebrates Caribbean music, Caribbean dances, specifically soca, which is a popular Caribbean type of music. And we created a lot of these dances and experiences just for 2.0. And then on the other side, you have the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, which is basically everything Latin, spicy, Mexican culture, outgoing. You know, the bar staff there, they really get into the mixing of the drinks and the taglines and the phrases and, you know, teaching the guests different Spanish things. And we have a whole Mexican fiesta revolving around Blue Iguana that is, you know, just everything Latin culture. And again, the same sort of idea that we created the deck party around that. Mm-hmm. That we created dances using popular music, and some of them were already there, like the Macarena or stuff like that, but, you know.
With the Funship 2.0 enhancements, what are some of your personal favorites?
My absolute favorite is the Alchemy Bar.
Uh-huh. Awesome bar.
Amazing, and not only because the drinks are tasty, but when you go there, again, it's the experience of being there. And when you just see it, when it's like on embarkation day, it's not open, you think, oh, this is just a bar. But then when you go there, there's a specific soundtrack that's playing above you. The bar staff have these sort of medical, like, uniforms. And they take you through the science of mixing a drink. They'll talk you through it. The bar waitress, if you don't get the opportunity to sit at the bar, she will come and take you through the menu and tastes and how they shake it, or they put a little eyedropper of absinthe in there, you know, and what that does to the drink. It's not just having a cocktail, it's the experience of the creation of it that makes it a special place.
Yeah, Alchemy really comes alive at nighttime. What has the general reaction been so far? Because the ship's been in service for, like, what, 6 weeks with Funship 2.0, 5 or 6 weeks. What is the guests feeling about it so far? Are they loving it?
Oh, absolutely. You know what is interesting, which I think is an unexpected thing that happened, is when guests are commenting to us on the spaces of 2.0, they are including the names of the crew members that are working in those spaces, awesome. Which makes it, to me, an absolute home run.
For folks who haven't sailed on Carnival Liberty yet and maybe considering doing that and, you know, checking out the Funship 2.0 enhancements and stuff, what can those passengers expect?
I think you can expect something new. It's brand new. I mean, especially if you're a past Carnival cruiser, you are going to experience something you've never experienced before in a Carnival cruise ship. And if you're a first-time cruiser, I mean, lucky you. You're getting all of this great stuff, which will be sad if you want to cruise again with us and you go on another ship that doesn't have it. I mean, not that our other ships aren't great, but as Funship 2.0 rolls out around the fleet, I think that we will see increased satisfaction. We already know in the short 6 or 7 weeks that we have been out of dry dock, the Liberty, as far as guest satisfaction ratings of how we monitor them, has gone from the bottom of the fleet to the top of the fleet.
Nice.
In 6 or 7 weeks. I mean, that's amazing.
Very cool, man. Keep it up. He is the cruise director aboard Carnival Liberty, Butch from Minnesota. God bless you, man. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. It was fun.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford here with Doug Parker. I want to talk to you about TripInsurance.com. They are the low-cost leader in travel insurance.
The folks at TripInsurance.com have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Now, we know you're going to shop around on other websites, but one thing is for certain. When you go to TripInsurance.com, you are sure to save up to 40% or more.
And with TripInsurance.com, you're not just stuck with one type of travel insurance. They have three different types: good, better, or best, one to fit every budget.
And of course, we all love and need to talk to an actual person. That's what you get with TripInsurance.com, 24/7 telephone support, just to show you how committed they are to you, the customer. And you can file claims online right on the website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. That's TripInsurance.com.
Always a pleasure to have on Cruise Radio Art Zabarski. Art, welcome back to Cruise Radio, man.
Thank you, Doug.
So we've been on the ship for the past 7 days. What do you think of the Funship 2.0 innovations? I mean, you've been in the industry for quite a bit.
I think they're great. I think, once again, Carnival is leading the way in their category of raising the bar. The cruise industry has come so far, and they keep finding ways to enhance themselves. Having the Guy Fieri hamburgers, having George Lopez do the comedy is branding, but it goes deeper than that. With the Mexican place for lunch. There are just so many enhancements right now, not all of which, of course, we got to see,
right.
But just thinking ahead to when they're going to have them all on here and the ones they can retrofit on the older ships, it's nothing short of sensational.
We both really enjoyed the EA Sports Bar. What did you think about the EA Sports Bar? And kind of paint that picture for the listeners.
The games in there, the trivia games, the interactive games, makes it a real happening place. And it's good. For the people who like sports, it's a great gathering spot.
And the 24/7 ticker, too, is very cool as well.
It's very cool as well, because you don't get those scores.
Yeah.
Of course, right now, without basketball, there's a paucity of scores. But over the weekend, last weekend, the room was packed on Sunday because they had the 1 o'clock Eastern game on, the football game on. They had the 4 o'clock game on, and they had the 7:30 game on, and they had the best games of the day in the sports bar.
So on the Lido deck, there is the Red Frog Rum Bar, there's a Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, there's Guy Fieri's Burger Joint, and there's the Blue Iguana Cantina. Now, I was at first worried that all these venues on one deck was going to create just chaos, but there's no lines at all.
Well, there were lines at two times that I saw. One was during the Ports of Call. When people came back, usually around 2:30, 3 o'clock from their shore excursion, and a tremendously high percentage of the people on here do the ship shore excursions, then there would be lines, because they gravitate to that immediately. On the first sea day, they found that that's where those places were, and the Guy Fieri place was very popular. Today, on the sea day, there were lines periodically, but the hamburgers are served so fast, that there really aren't lines. The taco place, there are never any lines. So it works out very well. This cruise has just over 50% repeaters.
Yeah.
All right, so 48% have never been on Carnival before, and about half of them have never cruised before, which is great for Carnival, and it's great for the industry, because they're offering them something that they can't get on other ships. The competitions between the Blue Bar and the Red Bar are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
having the afternoon musicians there on one side, then the other, really makes it a place, a happening place, and it keeps people there all day long, and it gives them, again, with Carnival, the fun things to do.
And I think the big story here is that with Guy's Burger Joint and with the Blue Iguana Cantina, there's no extra surcharge.
No surcharge for the food, which is, I think, the only signature burger place in the mass market where you can get that. If you go on the other cruise line that has Johnny Rockets, they charge about $5. It's just enough to keep people from scarfing down a tremendous number of burgers.
Right.
I think on here, the hotel director told me they're serving somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 hamburgers a day, a sea day, which is tremendous. And coming up at Christmas time, they're going to be the first time they're going to be serving it with a tremendous number of kids on board. There will be some lines, but it's going to be a fun place for families, because a family can sit there on the deck. One can go get burritos. One person can go get a Mongolian wok. The other one can go get a Guy Fieri hamburger.
Art Zabarsky, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Anytime, Doug. Thank you.
So we're outside Alchemy Bar right now, and I think we have a patron of the bar. What do you think of this place, man?
I've not been to a bar like this anywhere in America or Europe, and I'm going to miss it when I get off this ship.
Well, what makes it your favorite bar?
Well, you can concoct your own cocktail, but they have so many unusual combinations of gin and vodka, and I've sampled probably 5 or 6 of them, and they are outstanding. But I'll tell you what, the group that gathers around the Alchemy Bar, it's just, there's something about the way they have devised the medicinal drawers, the bartenders in the white coats, and the clientele that hangs out here and has such a good time. I've really not encountered a bar like this anywhere on the planet.
And I think it's safe to say it's not your average martini crowd either.
It's people who have not normally experienced a martini before who are now martini fans.
Chris Schroeder, man, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Love Cruise Radio. Keep it up.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network, the easiest way to listen to Cruise Radio and other podcasts and streaming live radio. It's a free app for your smartphone. Just go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Stitcher Radio icon. Stay on top of the latest cruise news from our new and improved site right there on the homepage. Just go to cruiseradio.net and also sign up for the news alerts. Get instant email updates. Just fill out your email address right there on the homepage in the upper right-hand corner. From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, and on behalf of Doug Parker, aboard the Carnival Liberty, this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
I'm your announcer.